hockey fans, you're in the right place. A no-holds-barred debate between two hockey fans. Stay up to date with current NHL news, even the controversial. Welcome to the Debate Hockey Podcast with your hosts, Brad Brood and Blake Friars.
Good evening and welcome to the Debate Hockey Podcast as we roll into the end of March, episode 212.
Wow. Yep.
March Madness is underway. I'm sure you're a huge basketball guy, so you're into that. I'm not, but I know you're not a big basketball guy either. But
I'm not a big basketball guy, but I do have time for March Madness.
I watched a little. Just because of the format. It's exciting. I mean, it's...
The format, the upsets, the single elimination, like, Purdue's number one, right? And they lose to 16. Like, that's a big deal.
You know, there's
a lot of them.
It's probably fun if you're like I don't give a crap fan like me and you. But if I had a team in the thing and they were basing their national championship off one game...
I don't know
if I'd be a fan of it at all.
I think I might hate it. But it's no different than like NCAA hockey playoffs, right?
Before you get to the tournament, it's whittled down to 16 teams.
I mean,
if you whittle this down to 16 teams, there's no big upsets.
When does that start? Thursday.
Yep, NCAA hockey starts Thursday. Last weekend, lots of divisional college hockey tournaments were going on. That was really exciting and good and fun to watch. And junior hockey is winding down. It's been a long damn winter, but it seems like the hockey season went quick. If that makes sense, I don't know how that works, but it did. It seems like the hockey season's gone quick.
The team.
Maybe not for you.
They're playing, it's a finals rematch. They're playing, who they played in the finals last year in the first round this year. So, they're down 2-0.
Playoffs are already going in the SJHL?
Yeah, they just started. Game three is tomorrow in the first round.
Holy cow, we still got...
So...
In the North American Hockey League, they still have 4 weeks left, 3 weeks
left. How many games do they play there, though?
60.
I think they play 58 here. 58?
I don't know. You're.
I think that's right.
How was your weekend trip to Regina to watch Connor Bedard?
Yep, Connor Bedard was as advertised.
In junior hockey,
they lost 9-5. He had a hat trick and two assists.
They lost 9-5.
Yeah, 9-5. Their goalie just couldn't make a save. I mean, he let in two of the first four shots. I thought they were going to pull him. They kept him in.
How bad's your backup when you're not pulling him after nine?
But they ended up... No. They pulled him after six. They pulled him after six. He allowed six goals on 18 shots. And it's like... It was 4-1 is 4-1 after one. And I told my buddy, I was like, well, they should pull him. So this is 4-1 after the first.
That's enough.
They let him back out for the second. He had the first two shots of the period. Like, a guy is obviously not in a good mental space. Like, he's obviously not having a good game. So they put the backup in. He kind of hangs on. Bedard scores a hat trick, places on fire, makes it a two-goal game. And then the wheels just fell off the bus. But, yeah, special player. He's a heck of a player, man. He's a treat to watch live if you get a chance.
I'm interested to see how it translates.
Yeah, the one thing that stands out is he's pretty lazy, man. Like, he's got an NHL shot. He's got an NHL IQ. His hands are off the chart. His skating needs a little work, and his work ethic, I don't know, man.
I've heard he's worried about one thing.
Maybe he's just the best player in the league and he's too good, but I don't know. But that would worry me a little bit.
Yeah, I've heard the same thing. We'll see how it translates. So I was looking at the NHL app the other night, and I see Montreal is losing to Florida 5-3, and I look, with 8 minutes to go in the first, it's 5-3.
Oh, yeah.
Not the third period. I don't understand. It was 10 goals in the first 13 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
And 10 goals on 15 shots.
Yeah, the goaltending is just... I don't know, man. I honestly couldn't believe my eyes. I'm like, what?
It's 7-3 after the first period. And you know what the crazy thing about that is? Montreal was up 1-0, then it was 1-1, 2-2, 3-3, and then it was just 7-3. I was like, what?
It's insane. I saw a picture of St. Louis winger Jacob Verana's face. Did you see that?
Picture?
Yeah, he got cut during warm-ups. During warm-ups in the face.
Oh, no, I didn't see. Did he have a helmet on?
Yeah, 25 stitches. It literally cut his nose almost off, like literally all the way around.
Well, I didn't see it happen. Oh, I didn't see that.
Yuck.
I have to go check that out after the pod.
Yeah, I'll check it out. Pretty ugly, ugly thing. He's wearing a bubble now. Got a busy show today.
So he's back in the league now, eh?
He's been playing good. We'll see how long he stays, but...
Yeah, yeah.
We'll see. Busy show. We're going to talk first about what's stopping you from winning the Stanley Cup. We're going to go through every team that's in contention for the playoffs and talk about what is stopping them from winning the Stanley Cup. Then we'll go around the league, talk about playoff races, fights, more fights, and penalty minutes. All right, Blake, let's talk playoffs. And we're going to talk about every team that's kind of in contention. We'll start out East because we always start out East because that's just the way we are. And we're going to talk about what's going to stop that team from winning the Stanley Cup. It's interesting. There's a few teams I had to think hard on, and a few of them I was like, oh, this is why they're not winning the Stanley Cup. So we'll get into it right away. Let's start out East, and let's talk about the big guy. The Boston Bruins. What's stopping the Boston Bruins from winning the Stanley Cup this year?
Health.
That's exactly what I put too.
If they're running injuries in the playoffs, I think that's the only team that can maybe slow this team down. I mean, this team is a well-oiled machine. Chemistry is on point. They didn't do much of the deadline, but they made the right pieces to bring in Orlov and Hathaway and not to disrupt too much. But
Orlov was unbelievable.
It's a great team. It's a great team.
This is definitely the one. And we'll get into this in the coming weeks. But right now, if I had to pick a cup favorite, this is it.
Yep.
And I worry a little bit about injuries catching up to this team this year. We'll see. Number two, the Toronto Maple Leafs. What stops the Toronto Maple Leafs from winning the Stanley Cup?
The position that's the most important on the team. That's in net. Matt Murray's health issues is what it is. He's not a reliable guy right now. And Samsonov's had one career playoff start. Yeah, he's been great at home, and he's had a great year for them on a one-year prove-it deal for the Leafs. But there's a difference between playing a playoff game in Washington and being a starter in Toronto. Like, it's just a completely different thing, right? I mean, it's way more pressure. Everything is magnetized in that market. And we'll see. Like, the last three game sevens, like, their stars haven't showed up. So, like, we'll
see.
That
is what I wrote down. I wrote down the fact that are there big guns, i.e. Mitch Marner, going to produce in the playoffs? Because they haven't. They have been no shows in the playoffs. And I think that's definitely a hurdle. Obviously,
I wouldn't say in the full playoffs, but elimination games, yes. Like when it matters most and they can put away a team, they haven't showed up.
Oh.
So,
but goaltending to me
is 0-9. They're 0-9 in their last 9 elimination games. Like, it's just a fragile group that hasn't got over the hump. So, I mean, we'll see. They did a lot at the deadline. We'll see if it's enough.
The Tampa Bay Lightning.
I think time is just going to catch up to the team eventually, right?
I mean,
they've been doing this for 5 years.
I put down two words, games played.
Like,
they did a thing the last four. They've played almost 50 games more than the next team, and which is Colorado. So eventually your luck runs out, right? If they've been to three cups, they've won two of the last three. Yeah, it's a great team, but I mean, you can't do this forever.
I know, that's what I keep saying, but I've thought
but
that
they keep proving us wrong. We said last year, how long can they do this? Boom, beat Toronto in seven, and they go on to the cup.
The one thing I worry about a little bit this year is, like we talked about, this the sheer amount of games they've played over the last 5 years. But Vasilevskiy has not been playing like he usually plays.
No,
and now that can change in the playoffs. It's a whole new season. It is a whole new season. I look at that as kind of a worrisome area right now, I guess, if you're a Lightning fan.
Yeah, no, but I'm not petting against Vasilevskiy.
No, no, me either. No,
no,
I would.
No. I ain't doing that.
Seriously,
his record after losses. I ain't doing that.
He'd be my pick to have as a goalie going into the playoffs. So.
Yeah.
The Carolina Hurricanes.
Man, this team, they just can't catch breaks. They just can't catch breaks, right? I mean, they lose.
Because they do the surge. It's because of the surge.
They lose. Oh, stop it. They lose Pacioretty for the year. Now they lose Svechnikov, tore an ACL. Last year they lost Anderson right before the playoffs. Like, they can't seem to get the luck with health. And that's a big part of sounding like a Brent. You got to be healthy, right? Like, a lot of shit's got to go your way, and like, a lot's got to happen for you to end up winning 16 games. So, I think this team's good enough to win as is right now. I think it's a good enough team. They're well coached. They play a good defensive system. They play good defense. I just wish they had a couple more pieces up front.
I worry about consistent scoring is the way I labeled it.
Yeah, a couple more pieces up front.
Yeah.
If you have Pacioretty and Svechnikov healthy, like this is a locked and loaded top six.
Yeah.
So.
The next team on the list is the New Jersey Devils. And I could come up with one thing. This team's doing a lot better. I mean, I've kind of boo-hooed them all year, and they're proving me wrong. I mean, they're 26-5-4 on the road. Like, holy cow.
It's been incredible.
They've done incredible things. The one thing that I think is going to hold them up in the Stanley Cup playoffs is experience.
It's youth. That's exactly what it is. It's exactly what I had on my list. It's youth, right? I mean, it's a great year for the Devils. Great next step they took, right? Competing with the league best with Carolina in their division, right? They're playing meaningful games. They're playing for a division down the stretch, which if you told me before the year, I would have said, you're crazy. There's no way they'd be there, right? So, it's great for the young core. Guys like Hughes, Dawson Mercer, getting all this experience down the stretch. And I mean, look at the Caps, right? You're going to lose in the playoffs, man. You're going to lose. It's about the experience that you gain, right? And the lessons that you take from your losses, right? I mean, every team goes through it. You got to lose before you win. That's always happens. You're not just going to win your first year of the playoffs. That's not how it works.
Kings.
Right?
Kings.
Yeah. Yeah, Kings did pretty good in 2010.
There's a couple examples, but very limited.
Yeah, you got like it's very rare.
Very rare. Yeah. The next team I have on the list is the New York Rangers, and I had the most difficulty with this one. And the only thing I could come up with the New York Rangers, and I don't even know how to really even describe this. I wrote themselves.
I wrote down
like. I don't
Can
know.
They put their egos aside?
That's what I meant by themselves. There's like, so many superstars on this team. Are they going to be able to come together?
Yeah.
And be a consistent playoff team?
There's so much talent on that team. And it's almost like they almost do too much at the deadline.
I worry about that.
I don't know.
I don't even think they had planned to do that much, and it just... It just fell into their lap.
Well, it was like everybody just kept one-upping each other in the East at the deadline.
Well, all of a sudden it was right? Like, well, we got Tarasenko, and it's like, oh, shoot, now Kane wants to come here.
Yeah.
Well, let's get him, too, I guess. It's like,
and they got and they added Tyler Mott, who's a beauty, good depth guy. Yeah, I like this team,
I do, too. I like him a lot.
The one thing, though, like, obviously last year wasn't a historic season, but Igor Shesterkin has not been that good this year.
No,
like he's been average.
Blake, it's goaltending, man.
No, I know, but it's crazy though, like how you can go from like one of the best seasons of all time statistically to this. It's like
we see it all the time.
Yeah.
The New York Islanders.
I don't know, man. This.
I wrote scoring down. Their goaltending, I love their goaltending. Their goaltending can win them series.
No, but like that's their style, though. They're going to win 2-1 games.
I know.
That's how they play games,
but that's
though.
Playoff hockey, Blake.
Yeah,
that's
I know. But like,
this team's getting in.
No, we'll see. Okay, right now, if you had to count the teams that are in the race, I think Buffalo's dead, Ottawa's dead, Detroit's dead,
Washington's dead.
Yeah, so Florida's the only team. Wait a second.
Florida's the only team that can.
How does Florida have 79 points and out of the playoffs?
They're in the playoffs.
I'm looking at it right now. Pittsburgh has 78, and they're in the second wild card. And
no,
Florida's
not,
out
not
with 79.
Not on NHL.com.
Oh, what the fuck?
What are you on, the Canadian version or something where they haven't figured
in?
I'm on
Sportsnet.
Or they haven't figured in the Canadian currency yet? And...
Oh, yeah. Sportsnet app is off today.
The game just ended. The game just ended.
Oh, okay. Got it. So Pittsburgh's out.
Pittsburgh is the odd man out. Okay, here's the way I look at it, and we're skipping ahead here. We'll be talking about this in a minute again, but I look at it this way. Who do you want, Sorokin, Bobrovsky, or Jari? I think
Sorokin, obviously,
and then Bobrovsky.
I mean, that's a toss-up.
No, it's not.
Do I have
okay,
to choose?
Okay, so what scoring do you like better, Florida or Pittsburgh?
I would take Pittsburgh.
You would, huh? Okay.
You got Crosby, Malkin.
I don't care.
What do you mean?
I think Florida gets in. I think the Islanders get in, and I think Florida gets in. I think the top three in the Metro and the top three in the Atlantic are solved. I think the Islanders get the first wild card, and I think Florida gets the second wild card. Pittsburgh's lost four games in a row. They've been a train wreck lately.
I know.
Not a time of the year to be a train wreck. And I look at Ottawa, Washington, Buffalo, and Detroit. They've all realized they're done.
Yeah. I mean, that's tough for Buffalo. I was rooting for them. But
next year.
Yeah.
We said that how many years?
Oh, we say that all the time.
Saying that for a decade. Next year.
But, no, they got a good young team, though. They're coming.
So let's get back to that. So what is the reason the Islanders don't win the Stanley Cup?
I'm not even going to say goals because, like, that's just the way. Like, they went to two conference finals playing like that.
So,
like, I don't know.
Are they a sleeper team?
They could. They very well could be, seriously.
I know. Like, I look at this and I'm like, I think scoring's probably the reason they don't win the Cup, but I also think it could be the reason why they win the Cup, too.
Yeah. No, definitely. You know? Their team system is great.
Yeah. Pittsburgh Penguins, why do they not win the Cup?
I'm going to say it just, like, Tampa. Like, they this is what they're, if they make it, it's going to be 18 years in a row making the playoffs.
Their defense and goaltending sucks.
Jari's not great. Right.
Their defense and goaltending sucks.
Their offense is good enough to win, right? I think they can score enough goals to win, but I don't think they can keep it out of their net.
No, I don't either. How about the Florida Panthers?
Oh, this team just pisses me off, man. Like, all year long. I'm out on Florida, man.
I'm not. I think they're a sleeper team. I think they're a sleeper team.
If they had Spencer Knight locked and loaded, I'd be like, okay.
The reason they don't win the Stanley Cup is because fragile goaltending. And I don't mean bad goaltending. I mean, I don't know. I could be getting great or I could be getting the worst ever.
I don't think they have,
and
I don't think they have enough depth.
Their defensive structure is a little right now.
I don't think they have enough depth up front.
235 goals this year.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
That's the reason I got those guys. Let's
switch. They have 247 goals, but they've allowed 235.
I know. But that's not a recipe for success
that
in the playoffs.
That ain't going to work in the playoffs.
No, ask Edmonton.
Yeah, that ain't going to work.
Dallas Stars, we're moving on to the Western Conference right now. And why are the Dallas Stars not going to win the Stanley Cup?
I think this team could win the Cup. Seriously, this team is good. I have no issues with this team at all.
I struggled in this one. I said, I don't know really what this team is. Like, I still look at their identity. Like, because one night they're a lockdown team, and the next night they're running and gunning. I like their defense. Ottinger has a capability of being the best goalie in the league. Like,
yeah.
I just don't know where they're going to be. They're kind of like Florida to me. Where's their mindset going to be coming into the playoffs? Are they going to be on a high? Or are they going to be on a low? Because this is a streaky team that could do this, but I just worry about where they're at.
Yeah, look at their goals against. Like 100, they're plus 49 goal differential. Like they're playing great. Like Ottinger's been a little up and down. He's been better lately. They had a tough road trip out west that didn't treat him very kindly.
No.
But yeah, we keep talking about this team. This is their last kick of the can last year, and then they go and do this.
Said it 3 years now. Well, we said Boston's last kick of the can was last year too. What do we know?
I know.
I don't think you had Boston in the playoffs this year.
No, I didn't. I had him in fourth. I had him in fourth.
The Minnesota Wild. What's stopping the Minnesota Wild from winning the Stanley Cup?
Kirill Kaprizov's health.
Me. That's exactly what I wrote. He's 41% of their scoring. 41%.
Yep.
I also don't like the center depth of this team either.
No.
The Colorado Avalanche. What stops the Colorado Avalanche from winning the Stanley Cup?
This is just the most interesting playoff team there is, because they've been battered with injuries all year. They're the defending cup champs. And they're going to have the biggest chip on their shoulder of all time.
They're getting healthier, too. But
They're going to get Lehkonen back. They're going to get Landeskog back. McKinnon's been off and on hurt. Makar's been off and on hurt. Georgiev's had a fantastic season as a starter. He's been great. This team has the defense. This team has the firepower, the ability to quick strike offensively. Yeah, this team's got all this. This is probably one of my favorite teams to watch in the playoffs coming up.
So I have them with Boston, where I'm like, the only thing that I think could stop them is injury. Another thing that I'd add to the Colorado, the only other thing that could stop them, is if somebody gets up early on them.
Yeah, yeah.
That might cause issues this year, because they've had some issues with losing stretches and not beating some teams.
Not being able to turn off the faucet.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
they lose two and then it goes to six.
You know, and so I worry if somebody could get up on them 2-0.
Yeah.
I don't question their firepower.
Last year never happened. I don't think they ever trailed in a series last year.
No.
I think they went 16-4.
Yeah, I think so.
They swept two of their series. Like, come on. It's ridiculous. But
the Vegas Golden Knights. What stops the Vegas Golden Knights from winning the Stanley Cup?
Goaltending. Simple. Goaltending. I mean, are you going to have Logan Thompson or are you going to have Aiden Hill? Right? Or
Yuri Pateri.
Yeah, seriously.
No, I don't know who they're going to put on their roster for goaltenders for the playoffs.
They,
Is there a rule in Vegas that they're only allowed to have Wee King alums in net?
Well, that's because they're getting them on pennies on the dollar. McCrimmon's just scraping them out of the car dealerships in Brandon.
Jesus. Fuck.
But they're doing well. Like, how do you even make fun of them?
I know. They're doing good. But, this team is good enough to win the Stanley Cup, I feel like. You have a good team. But we'll see what they get in it. That's going to be the biggest key for me.
The Los Angeles Kings.
Oh, boy. This is a team that is full of vets, but it has a good mixture of youth in there, too, right?
I know.
And adding Gavrikov and Korpisalo to the deadline was great.
Yes.
My heart didn't like them trading Quick, whatever. We already talked about that.
Smart,
but that's exactly what they needed. They needed a top four guy. They needed Korpisalo. I watched the game, LA against Vancouver on Saturday night. They outshot Vancouver 44-18, and they lost in a shootout. Demko just stole the damn game, but that team is good. Good team. They're well coached. They kind of got like a FU mentality, like Doughty and Kopitar, and like if I'm kind of feeling like the vibes of the old Kinks, like they got the swagger, feel like they needed in the playoffs.
The only thing that I could think of that would stop this team from winning the Stanley Cup is how that youth is going to mesh with the veterans, and veterans are going to be able to pull them.
Yeah.
Through the fight. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
The Edmonton Oilers. I can't wait to hear you saying this one.
Oh, boy.
This team could win the Stanley Cup, but they also could go out.
This team could win the Stanley Cup, but this team could also lose in five in the first round.
Yes.
There's no in-between. There's no in-between.
Here's the reason I don't think they win. I still have, until I'm proven wrong, since the early 80s, have yet to see a team score their way to a Stanley Cup final.
No, you can't do it, man.
We're going to have to find out this year because this team sure as hell not going to get goaltending to do it.
Okay, well, look. So, last year in the second round, right, against Calgary, high scoring. They just outscored their problems. McDavid just destroyed Markstrom that whole series. Like, they just outscored their problems. you get to Colorado, boom, four game sweep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wasn't even close.
No, they got
so. we'll see. We'll see. I feel like we're saying goaltending for a lot of these teams.
Well, it's a big part of the playoffs.
There's a lot of inconsistencies.
It's a big part of the playoffs, Blake.
And
goaltending wins cup.
Stuart Skinner hasn't had any playoff games in NHL.
Nope.
He's won a Memorial Cup. He's won a WHL championship. But sorry, that ain't the same.
No. He's a better chance than Campbell, though.
But
let me ask you a question before we move on here. Tomorrow night's opening night of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Who does Edmonton start in goal?
It's Skinner. Stop.
Oh, I don't know.
It's not Campbell. He's been a complete shell of himself.
I know, but
it is Skinner's job. It is Skinner's job until he loses it. I like Ekholm there. He's been great for
them. He's exactly what they needed.
He's been awesome.
We've said this 100 times. He's exactly what they needed. They were talking about getting Carlson. Are you God? Put a gun to my head.
Don't need no Carlson.
Gosh. Oh yeah, the Seattle Kraken.
Yeah, I don't think they have enough scoring.
You know what? I looked up one thing. Their shooting percentages, I can't remember the exact number, but it's extremely high. Extremely high.
Yeah.
I don't think that continues in the playoffs. This team is so not ready.
No, I agree. I'm with you on that.
The Winnipeg Jets.
Wow. Their biggest strength has been their biggest weakness for the last 3 weeks. Have you seen Hellebuck lately? What the hell is going on there?
Have you seen that whole team lately? I'm not pointing any fingers on Hellebuck.
But it's starting with Hellebuck.
You want to know another problem on that team is? They can't give Hellebuck a day off because David Rittich cannot stop a puck.
Oh, I know, I know.
So
I know.
They've got to run Hellebuck through the ringer. They can't even give the guy a day off.
Oh, I'm with you on that, but oh man, like some of the goals that he let in against the Blues, it's like, oh boy. Like I haven't seen that all year from him.
No, he's been good all year. So I mean he's getting run to the ringer right now.
They have a good depth. Sorry. I like their back end.
I like everything about this team.
It's a little inexperienced. Well, you're the biggest Jets fan there is. I was on the Jets from the start, and we'll see.
But they are playing horrible right now.
No, they're literally – Calgary was dead, and then all of a sudden they just cracked the door wide open, losing, what, 8 of 11?
They've let Calgary, like, off of life support.
Yeah, they're like, they got like a 1% chance of living.
Yeah. So the Calgary Flames, what stops them from winning the Stanley Cup?
Well, you got to make the playoffs to win the Cup. So
they have as good a chance as Winnipeg right now.
I look at this team. They're just inconsistent as shit.
Oh, like, they're not that inconsistent. They haven't been good for most of the year.
But
they've been consistently bad. I mean, they have.
Markstrom's been a lot better. I will give him that.
Great.
He's been better.
You're getting zero star production. Zero.
No.
Nazem Kadri is a joke.
Yeah. Did you see the play he made the other day?
He's awful. He's not even trying. He's on the fourth line.
He didn't get a shift in overtime, which shocked me.
He's on the fourth line. He's not even hardly playing. You can't hand him out there.
Huberto has been bad.
No, Huberto's been a lot better.
Yeah, he's been better
six
lately.
Points, 6 points in seven games. I don't know. That's not horrible.
Yeah, but he's
like, are you watching? I understand that.
Low point a game.
Lately, Huberto has been really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
You know who is Calgary's best player right now?
Michael Backlund?
Backlund. They have to re-sign him in the offseason. Well,
they have to name him captain, too.
Seriously.
He is the captain of this team.
He is their best leader, and he's the heart and soul of that team. And if they lose Backlund, that might just wreck everything with that team because he's the glue.
Yep. Nashville Predators. What stops them from winning the Stanley Cup?
They sold at the deadline, right? They don't have much depth. They sold Junot. They sold Granlund. They just don't have scoring. Johansson's out for the year. They just don't have enough punch.
Yeah, there's not enough punch there. A horrible power play to cap it off if you want to really get detailed. All right, time to go around the league. All right, Blake, let's touch on the playoff races. We kind of told everybody what we thought about the East. Let's roll on into the West. So right now, it's pretty much set. The top three teams in the Central are pretty much set for the most part, I think. I think they're pretty much set in the Pacific. The wild card spots currently are Seattle and Winnipeg. Calgary and Nashville, the only two teams in striking distance. Are either of those two teams able to push a Seattle or Winnipeg out of the playoffs?
I don't know. I don't think so.
The pace Calgary's going now with points in seven of their last 10.
5% chance.
With points in seven of their last 10, they're gaining points quicker than Seattle and Winnipeg are.
Here, let me go look at something here.
What are you looking at?
I'm going to look at the Jets schedule. So they got Arizona tomorrow, and then they got the Ducks, then they got the Kings, Sharks, Wings, Devils, Flames. That's a huge game.
Mm-hmm.
Then they play the Predators. Then they play the Sharks, Wild, Avalanche. So it's half and half.
Yep.
With a big game against Calgary.
Yep.
Right? That's a 4-point swing.
Okay. Let's go look at Calgary's schedule. So Calgary's got the Kings tonight. That's a big one. Then they got the Ducks again, which they had last week at home ice, and they lost, which is bad.
Yep.
And then they lost to Arizona. That's another bad loss, okay? You got the Knights, you got the Sharks, and you got the Kings, and you got the Canucks, hottest team in the league, by the way. Thank you. And then they got the Ducks again. And then they got the Blackhawks, Jets, Canucks again, Predators, Sharks. So the Calgary got more of a favorable schedule.
Yes.
So
let me throw Let me throw an odd curveball at you. Are the Seattle Kraken more catchable than anybody else?
Oh boy, I guess so. Eh? I mean,
we sit and say, oh, I don't know. They're only 2 points ahead of Winnipeg.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, Kraken has got two games in hand.
They do, but you have to win the games.
You
got to
win them. You
got to
win them. Yeah. You got to win them.
And I don't know. I think it's going to be more of a race than what people are giving it, and what I originally gave it. I think it'll be more of a race.
Which is good, because it hasn't been much of a race all year.
No. San Jose Sharks are the first team eliminated from the playoffs.
Yeah.
The Ducks came the next day. I believe it was the Ducks.
Yeah.
Jordan Binnington is at it again. Tell me your thoughts on what happens. So Ryan Hartman bumps into him, which, okay.
On accident.
But he still did. But instead of just going, getting into it a little bit, Binnington goes and spears him in the nuts and then starts, puts a blocker into his face. Marc-Andre Fleury comes down to try to fight. The refs stop it. Linesmen stop it, which sucked. Fleury was mic'd up. It was hilarious to listen to.
He is almost too nice about it.
Jordan Binnington goes off the ice like he's a WWE superstar.
Hands waving in the air, buddy.
Don't understand what he's doing.
His teammates, God, hate this guy.
I think the whole league hates this guy. I don't even know what the problem is. I worry that there is actually something going on.
Something wrong with him. No, he does.
Like, I don't know. He gets a 2-game suspension for this. Could sound like he could have cared less that he got that. The whole thing was a weird mumbo jumbo of shit.
Yeah, no, it's... I don't know, man. Like, I'm just waiting for somebody just to grab this guy and beat the wheels off him, like Peter's Ray Emery style. Player, just grab him and just start beating the shit out of him. Take your 2-game suspension and...
How many years is left?
How many times is this guy going to run his mouth without getting the consequence?
How much is left on his contract?
3 years at $5 million?
Really? Three more years?
I think it's... I'll look right now.
I'm pulling it up.
I'm pretty sure it's 3 years.
Man, that seems like a long time still. God, it seems like he's been in the league for... Oh, no. He's got 4 more years.
Oh, yeah. Even worse.
That's $6 million.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the day they signed that?
Yeah. Well, we both said it was terrible.
Oh, I said that is bad. Bad.
Because it was six times... he's in the second year of a six times six... He's got a full no move.
That makes a Tyler Myers contract look good, doesn't it? Like,
it's the same deal.
Myers is better, I think. I don't know.
the Canucks finally had some balls and healthy scratched them the other day.
Oh, that's funny. Quebec Major Junior Hockey League talks about implementing a rule that would basically...
already implemented for next year.
What are your thoughts on this?
It's embarrassing, man.
What's with that league?
It's not even the league. It's the Liberal government.
Is that what it is? Okay.
It's what it is. It's a government rule. The government in Quebec banned fighting. They're so soft out east, man. It's embarrassing.
I chuckle.
And I hope to God. The OHL and the WHL is not followed because
I don't think they will.
Bad.
I don't think they will. And you know what I think will happen? Players will go to the other leagues.
I don't think you can, though.
Why?
I think there's like a there's like a clause in the, like, I think you got to have so many, you can only have so many, like, players from, like, out of province.
I don't think so.
But I don't know.
Well, okay, so then let those guys go play out there, and then when they go to the NHL, yeah, it's going to be a whole new ballgame.
It's terrible, man. The WHL is the best developmental league for prospects because it's the most physical. The OHL, it's high skill, obviously, and that's where a lot of the top players come from in the draft. The Q is just turning into a catastrophe. It's a joke.
Staying on the topic of fighting, I want to get your take on what should happen on... Okay.
Are we talking about the Jeff Merrick rule here?
No, I don't think
it is. Did you hear what he said?
No, let me finish my sentence and then we'll get to that. So, if there's a clean hit and then there's a fight...
That's what this is about.
What happens?
So, I was listening to 32 Thoughts podcast, and Jeff Merrick said the self-defense rule. So if you have a clean hit and somebody fights you and you have to defend yourself, you shouldn't get a penalty. You shouldn't get a penalty. And the example he brought up, which I think was awesome, he's like, if you get jumped out in the street and you defend yourself, you don't get charged. It's self-defense.
I don't disagree with
that. The perfect example is in the Canucks game, Noah Juulsen lights up Radek Faska, lights him up, clean hit, and all of a sudden he has to fight. Like, well, why? Why can't you just get up and just go on with all your business?
So what do you do? There is an instigator rule.
And
it's a 2-minute penalty.
Yeah.
Why don't we change that to a 5-minute instigator?
Or give him a 10-minute misconduct.
No,
give him a 2-minute instigator and give him a 10-minute misconduct and give him 5 minutes for fighting. You're in the box for 17 minutes.
People will still do it until they're shorthanded 5 minutes, and they won't do it.
Yeah, I think that would be a little excessive.
I don't.
But it's getting out of hand. It's getting out of hand. Like, I'm all for sticking up for your team.
Me too. I am all about it.
Just get up.
Get him back with another clean hit.
Yeah.
So Torrey Krug kind of lost his mind the other night and racked up a ton of penalty minutes. Is he got mad at the officials for... Well, it was a bad call. I will say it was a bad call.
Yeah, the tripping? Yeah, it was bad.
2 minutes roughing. Another 2-minute roughing. A 2-minute on Sparks and like for arguing the extra minor. A 10-minute misconduct and game misconduct.
Well, I think he got... Well, he was in the box. He was just going nuts. Sausage stick against the glass. I think the stripes hit the hips, and then he hit the hips again. And when you get 2 tens, you're gone.
When you start swinging sticks like that, though...
Yeah. It's dangerous for the people in the box, too.
I you know what I almost... You know what you do? You're done for the night.
Yeah. That's what he did.
You know, I don't know. I'm not I'm all about showing emotion in that, but there's a point that's like, you're going to hurt somebody else. I don't want that. So, I don't know. All right. Time for 3 questions.
It's time for 3 questions.
Last week, I fired 3 questions at Blake. It is his turn this week. Go.
What NHL deadline player has been the best fit with the new team?
Who?
Orlov. Yeah, it's a good choice. I like Chychrun on Ottawa, but they're not having success. I think it's going to be a good pickup for them
long term.
Yeah.
But that's not what that move just happened to happen on the deadline.
What player do you dislike the most in the league? Besides Binnington, we already talked about that.
I don't even know if it would be Binnington. I'm not an Evander Kane fan.
If he was on your team, you'd like it, though.
I don't know.
You love to have him on your team, hate to play against him.
I didn't like Kadri, and I don't know that I like him now.
Really?
I don't like Nazem Kadri.
Hmm. What team that hasn't won the Stanley Cup would you like to see win next?
That has never won the Stanley Cup?
Yeah.
Winnipeg.
Hmm. It's a good one.
Winnipeg.
I'd like to see, Buffalo win a cup. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, it would be.
That'd be wicked. That'd be cool.
We're gearing towards fan bases that, we know deserve it.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, that was three, right?
Yeah, that was three.
Quick, concise, and good.
Listener, right to the point.
Listener question from a Nathan Brown.
Where is he from?
He just says Ontario.
Hmm.
So.
Leafs guy.
I don't know. His question is, who has or currently has the best name in the NHL?
Ooh.
And two of them came to mind for me like that.
Oh, you got time to think about this.
I know. You want me to go and tell you mine?
Can it be anybody?
Yes, any. Like, yeah.
Maxim Afanaganov.
You like that name?
Yeah, that's a sick name.
That's the only player Marty Murray ever fought.
That's a cool. That's a cool name.
It is. You want to hear mine?
Go for it.
Zarly Zalapsky.
Yeah. Nick Zidlicky.
Good one. Ukko Pekka Luukkonen.
That 10 times fast.
How do you not name that one?
Oh, man. So Devin Levi signed his DLC, right?
Yep. I guess we're off that topic now. Okay, go on.
What do you think they're going to do in net? Like, they got a lot. They got three highly touted prospects.
Let them. Who cares? Devin Levi needs to give them
both a net, though? Like,
no!
Like,
good God! Send them to the American Hockey League for 2 years. You cannot.
No, but I'm saying, though, like, you know how Philly gave Carter Hart the net?
Yeah, and look at how horrible he's been. Yeah, it's a disaster. It's a disaster.
Yeah.
He isn't even going to be in Philly next year because of it.
You think?
No, he's
history. There's no way they get rid of him.
They will get rid of him. Watch.
He's 23. Why would you trade him in your rebuilding? Why not keep him, rebuild, and by the time that you're done, he's 27 and in the prime of his career. What do you think?
I still don't think he's the answer.
Really?
Has he shown you any signs of it at all in the last...
He's showing signs. He's had flashes of that he can be the guy.
So did David Riddick.
Okay, stop. Stop it.
What?
Stop.
What?
Big save Dave?
Yes.
More like no save Dave.
Well, I'm serious. Like, I've seen nothing more. I mean, I don't know. I think they wrecked him. There's no way, Buffalo, you do not rush goalies. You do not rush goalies.
Yeah.
There's two that I can name in the history of time that I remember working out. Tom Barrasso and Marc-Andre Fleury. Can't think of another one.
Of young goalies?
Yep. Can't think of another one.
Okay, well, Jordan Binnington.
What are you talking about? He was a freaking 25 when he broke out.
Okay, but he came in with no experience and won the Stanley Cup.
He was loaned from the Boston Bruins AHL team. Loaned! Oh,
but he still had no experience.
He played a whole bunch in the American Hockey League. What are you talking about? He wasn't a goalie that came out of juniors right to the NHL. He wasn't a goalie that came right out of college to the NHL.
That's right.
Doesn't happen.
Tom Barrasso, did he play North Dakota?
Nope. Tom Barrasso came out of freaking high school hockey in Minnesota, I believe. I believe he played in the NHL at 19 or 20.
Yeah, I can't think of any goalie that it's just super rare. Like I would have when Philly did that, we were like, what? Like why?
It doesn't work.
No.
It doesn't.
Anytime. Doesn't work. Goalies don't get good till like 24. So
why rush and regret?
That's the one position that I would never rush.
No.
So
there's no reason to.
No.
I don't know. We'll see what happens there, though. Teams tend to get a little hot under the collar, and you know, we got to rush them. We are back again next week as we near the three-week mark before the playoffs start. We will be talking playoff races and all kinds of other hockey news that happens this week in the National Hockey League as things heat up now in the playoff race. Does any team want in the West? I don't know. Enjoy this week's hockey action, and we're back next Monday night. Hockey Talk every week, the Debate Hockey Podcast.
Yep.
Get connected to the Debate Hockey Podcast on all forms of social media. Follow the show on Twitter at Debate Hockey, and follow the hosts on Twitter at Brad Brood and at Friars Blake. The Debate Hockey Podcast can also be found on Facebook, and check out the podcast website for all the current and archived shows at debatehockey.com. Get connected, stay connected for insight, opinions, and yes, controversy. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast with your hosts Brad Brood and Blake Friars. For more great content and to stay up to date, check out debatehockey.com and on Twitter at Debate Hockey. We'll catch you next time. This episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast was copyrighted and produced by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.